right? I don't know how to do officering.
No one knows how to do officering, Fred. That's why they're officers. If they knew anything, they'd be sergeants.
Now Colon's face screwed up again in desperate thought. As a lifelong uniformed man, a three-striped peg that had found a three-striped hole very early in its career, he subscribed automatically and unthinkingly to the belief that officers as a class could not put their own trousers on without a map. He conscientiously excluded Vimes and Carrot from the list, elevating them to the rank of honorary sergeant. Nobby was watching him with an expression of combined concern, friendliness, and predatory intent.
"What shall I do, Nobby?"
"Well, Captain," said Nobby, and then he gave a little cough, "what officers mainly have to do, as you know, is sign things."
The door was knocked on and opened at the same time by a flustered constable.
"Sarge, Constable Shue says he really does need an officer down at Sonkey's factory."
"What, the rubber wally man?" said Colon. "Right, an officer, right. We'll be along."
"And that's Captain Colon," said Nobby quickly.
Yes, and that's Captain Colon, thank you very much," said Colon, adding, as his resolve stiffened, "and I'll thank you not forget it."
The constable stared at them, then stopped trying to understand.
"And there's a troll downstairs who insists on speaking to whoever's in charge."
"Can't Strong in the Arm deal with it?"
Is Sergeant Strong in the Arm still a sergeant?" said the constable.
"Yes."
"Even unconscious?"
"What?"
"He's flat on the floor right now, Captain.
"What's the troll want?"
"Right now he wants to kill someone, but mainly I think he wants someone to take the clamp off of his foot."
Gaspard ran up and down, nose barely an inch from the ground. Carrot waited, holding his horse. It was a good one. Carrot hadn't spent a lot of his wages up until now. Finally the dog sat down and looked depressed.
"So tell me about this wonderful nose the patrician's got then," he said.
"Not a trace."
"You'd better get veterinary down here if he's so good," said Gaspard. "What's the point of starting here? Worst place in the old city. It's the gates of cattle market, am I right? Trying not to smell stuff is the trick here, is the point I'm making. There's ground instinct. If you wanted to get on the trail of somebody, this is the last place I'd start."
"Very good point," said Carrot carefully. "So what's the strongest smell heading hubwards?"
"Dung carts, of course. Yesterday. Always a big clear out of the pens first things Friday morning."
"You can follow the smell?"
Gaspard rolled his eyes.
"With my head in a bucket."
"Good, let's go."
"So," said Gaspard, as they began to leave the gates bustle behind, "we're chasing this girl, right?"
"Yes."
"Just you?"
"Yes."
"Not like with dogs, then, where there might be 20 or 30?
"No."
"So we're not looking at a bucket of cold water here?"
"No."
Constable Shue saluted, but a little testily. He'd been waiting rather a long time.
"Afternoon, Sergeant."
"That's Captain," said Captain Colon. "See the pip on my shoulder, Reg?"
Reg looked closer.
"I thought it was bird doing, Sarge."
"That's Captain," said Colon automatically. "It's only chalk now, because I ain't got time to get it done properly," he said. "So don't be cheeky."
"What's up with Nobby?" said Reg.
Corporal Nobbs was holding a damp cloth over one eye.
"Bit of a contrary tomps with an illegally parked troll," said Captain Colon.
"Shows what kind of troll he was, striking a lady," muttered Nobby.
"But you ain't a lady, Nobby. You're just wearing your traffic calming disguise."
"He wasn't to know."
"You'd got your helmet on. Anyway, you shouldn't have clamped him."
"He was parked, Fred."
"He'd been knocked down by a cart," said Captain Colon. "And that's Captain."
"Well, they always have excuses," said Nobby sullenly.
"You'd better show us the corpus, Ridge," said Colon.
The body in the cellar was duly inspected.
"And I remember Cheery saying there was a smell of cat's pee and sulphur at the Dwarf Bread Museum," said Reg.
"Certainly hangs about," said Colon. "You wouldn't have blocked sinuses if you worked here for a day."
"And I thought, I wonder if someone's tried to make a mould of the replica scone, sir," said Reg.
"Now that is clever," said Fred Colon. "You'd get the real one back then, wouldn't you?"
No, Sarge, Captain, but you'd get a copy of the replica."
"Would that be legal?"
"Can't say, sir. I wouldn't think so. It wouldn't fool a dwarf for 5 minutes."
"Then who'd want to kill him?"
A father of 13 kids, maybe, said Nobby. Ha ha!